Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In Portland yesterday, the FBI agent who is alleged to have shot upon Lavoie Finicum in the roadside ambush is standing trial. This in from KOIN, and I thank them for their reporting. Go ahead and roll.
Well, it's about time.
The FBI agent indicted for allegedly lying about firing his weapon at Malheur Refuge Takeover spokesperson Lavoie Finicum was back in federal court this morning.
Trevor Ault was the only television reporter in court. He joins us live with what happened. Trevor?
Lieutenant Jenny, good afternoon. FBI agent W. Joseph Astorita is facing five different charges based on the accusation that he fired two shots at Lavoie Finicum and then tried to cover it up. Now, this morning's testimony was from two forensic analysts who worked to determine where these two shots were fired. Prosecutors say Astorita is the only person who was there at the scene who could have fired these two shots. And now, originally, both of these shots were unaccounted for at the time. Astorita is accused of lying to investigators five different times about firing his weapon while neither shot hit Lavoie Finicum. This morning's testimony went over the methods by an Oregon State Police forensic analyst to deduce the angles the bullets were fired from based off their entry points into the roof and hood of Lavoie Finicum's truck. One of Astorita's defense attorneys questioned that analyst on her use of different techniques in determining the bullet's path, as well as her margin for error of plus or minus 5 degrees. A forensic science consultant named Michael Haig was also called to the stand. He was hired by the government to further examine those entry points, and he testified that his margin for error was the same as the OSP analyst's work, despite their use of different methods, though the defense did not yet have time to cross-examine him before I had to step outside here. Now, this morning's testimony was the final portion of evidentiary hearings, and from what I could see, the judge allowed everything that was offered up by the government who is prosecuting this FBI agent. Oral arguments are scheduled to begin today. It's possible that could happen this afternoon, and they are scheduled to last for the next few days. We'll be sure to let you know what the points are for both the government and the defense. Reporting live in downtown Portland, Trevor Ault, COIN 6 News. Yeah.
Mainstream media, where are you now? Where is the mainstream media now? Oh, they were so quick to label everyone, regardless of the absolute mixed racial diversity and positions that many held, as being some sort of white supremacist, which was a lie. They were so quick on trying to castigate men who neither had warrants and were later found not guilty by a jury based upon the information and evidence that was supplied to them in the courts. Where is the mainstream media in covering this trial? Well, I have to first thank KOIN. I know that they're a local affiliate, but I've heard many wonderful things about that reporter that you just heard the report from people that have reached out to me. And I have to say, the Oregonian, Oregon Live, they have to report on it, but I have to say, Maxine Bernstein has, I believe, in the best of her ability, tried to remain as neutral as possible and report on this as best as she could. I understand that the Oregonian leans more liberal, but she didn't bite into the whole white supremacy narrative. She saw through a lot of that disinformation. I got to speak with Maxine when I was at Malheur, and I found her to be a very polite and a fair-minded individual for somebody who holds what I probably consider to be more leftist leanings, but whatever. I have to say that I thank her for reporting this out of the Oregonian. Indicted FBI agent W. Joseph Estarita listened Monday to government experts testify how they identified him as the one who fired twice at the truck of Oregon occupation spokesman Robert Lavoie Finicum and then tried to cover it up. Estarita, dressed in a gray suit, white shirt, and dark tie, sat between his defense lawyers, including Washington, D.C.-based lawyer Robert Carey, well known for having represented the late U.S. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, who was acquitted in a corruption case. It marked Estarita's second court appearance in the case. Carey argued that the FBI's fuzzy aerial photo proves nothing and that the government is using a faulty synchronization of videos created by someone who lacks expertise. Well, it's kind of funny that they used that fuzzy aerial photo to try and claim that Lavoie reached for a gun when he clearly got out of the truck with his arms up and was struck, which made him reach to his body and then gunned down, shot in the back by who I consider to be seriously cowardly individuals in an ambush that was set up that put their own people in the line of fire as well, which is, I don't know who dreamt that up. And the idiot who jumped out in front of Lavoie's truck and then trying to say that Lavoie tried running him down, which is absolute ridiculousness. If Lavoie was going to run anyone down, he would have plowed through the roadblock in that truck. He wouldn't have tried to avoid it. So anyway, the article goes on to say, and so the battle of the experts began in what's expected to be a multi-day hearing before U.S. District Judge Robert E. Jones in Portland. Carey noted that Estarita has exhausted his personal savings to pay for his own forensic experts and has sought some federal funds to cover additional expenses. Well, I guess now he knows how the Bundys felt being tried with millions of dollars and also found not guilty. Federal prosecutor Gary Sussman said the testimony of government expert is key to the case because the indictment largely rests on circumstantial and forensic evidence. The government specialist synchronized two videos from the scene and analyzed the impact of the bullet that went through the roof of Finicum's truck, the bullet angle and trajectory, and placement of the FBI agents and the troopers in the area. So basically, they're saying somebody else did it. And I guess then they lied. So somebody's lying. That's clear. Given the history of FBI HRT, if Estarita did not pull that trigger and he's being used as a fall guy, that's been something that's been posited. Weak link, guy that didn't know any better. I don't know. I really don't know. I wasn't there, but I know that those shots hit that truck. And I know that somebody needs to own up to him because they weren't fired upon when those shots were fired. They were in no danger when those shots were fired. They fired first. They weren't being aimed at. They weren't being targeted. And yet they fired on people who had not assaulted them, which then led to Lavoie's death, which, as far as I'm concerned, from the second that those shots hit that truck, everything that happened after that should be held to account on those who commanded the operation to be performed to begin with. Those are the real culprits here. The real culprits are the ones that ordered this thing to happen to begin with. These folks were on their way to see a sheriff peacefully to give a peaceful presentation. I could have think of 100 million ways that this could have gone down completely differently that did not require an ambush if they needed to be so badly taken into custody. Can you tell me why, when I went down into town, the whole second tier of these folks sitting around in pizzerias in town were allowed to come and go at will? Why weren't they picked up if this was their intention? Why didn't they wait until they peacefully met with the sheriff? Why did they fire first? I mean, there's a whole bunch of different whys here. But the bottom line is that the federal government overreach into the western states, all one needs to do is look at the map of the federally controlled territories. They're not states because they're territories, as far as I'm concerned. That's a paramount to martial law. You know, people need to understand when states become states, they own their land. It's just it's not that difficult of a concept. We are looking at a commu fasci central planning bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. with their own Gestapo. If the FBI is such a mess right now of who spied on who and who was politically influenced to attack people with what phony documents and dossiers and everything else. The FBI in and of itself, I wish people would check out Ron Paul's assessment of the FBI. If all the FBI did was go after terrorists and serial killers, I really, really could get behind that. But when you start putting people in jail like Schaefer Cox, who is running for office and wants to form a well-organized militia, I wonder where he got the idea to do such a crazy thing. And you take people like that and you have to target them. And you have to put people in jail because of their absolute denial of their consent to the income tax. That's a whole nother thing. How can I, as a Christian, pay taxes to a government who funds Planned Parenthood that performs abortions? It violates my conscience. It violates my faith. It violates, and let's talk about some foreign wars of aggression that I don't agree with. They're now making it illegal for people, and don't get me wrong, half of the people that are involved in the BDS movement are, I scratch my head at some of the things that they're into. I'm not for or against the BDS movement, but this is the boycott of Israel. They're making that illegal. In Texas, they made it to the point where if you spoke out against Israel, or in any way supported with speech, language, or action, the boycott of Israel, you couldn't get hurricane disaster relief. That's a government. This is a foreign state. Very interesting to me. I don't care what position you are on the subject of Israel. If we don't realize how schizophrenic politics has become, to the point where just because we may agree with something, we can support it, even if it has no basis in constitutional jurisprudence and violates every tenet of the founding of this republic, but because we agree with it, we can go along with it. You are no better than the politicians in D.C. who are corrupt and paid for. As Christians, as traditionalists, you have got to stand for a moral consistency, right? I mean, is that so outrageous of a thought? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's outrageous of a thought. So anyway, I'm going to get to my next subject here. Now, everyone knows that I'm very critical on Trump's foreign policy when it comes to Syria and the Middle East and all of that. That being said, I've also said, I will support him when he's right, and I'll call him out for when he's wrong, because being independent and being able to critically think is absolutely necessary. So Trump comments about these illegal immigrants who are members of MS-13. Let me first start by saying, I've met these folks, MS-13. They are literally, whether or not they were ideologically programmed from the time they were kids or not, the equivalent to animals. Absolutely, uncategorically, the equivalent to animals. They will slice your throat and sleep sound at night and not give a damn about you. So I want you to hear the comments. This was the response to a sheriff in a meeting with sheriffs responding to trying to control the illegal immigration, especially of MS-13 gang members. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Okay, Margaret.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, sheriffs in California are now in an untenable position when it comes to trying to figure out now. We have state law, we have federal laws, and here we are stuck in the middle. Sheriffs especially, because most of us run our county jails. When there became a legal challenge to the 48-hour holds for ICE, it was very frustrating for us. So what I did is I invited ICE to put their officers in my jail so they're able to do their work. We didn't have the staffing to be able to help, you know, figure out who they wanted to talk to, who they didn't. I said, come on in. Work with our people to keep our community safe. 2 weeks later, Mr. President, Kate Steinle was murdered. Now, I wasn't the only sheriff to do that. Sheriff Youngblood did, Sheriff Christensen, and it was perfect because we didn't have to take our time with our staff to do anything. ICE was in there doing their work in a safe, controlled environment, and then the initiative started happening, the Trust Act, the Truth Act, and finally SB 54, the Values Act, and that is causing us all kinds of turmoil. So here we are, stuck in the middle, trying to decide. We have federal law, we have state law, and that's why I welcomed Attorney General Sessions' lawsuit, because that will provide us clarity that we need and direction that we need. What do we do? Because here we are. And I appreciated Mr. Holman and the ICE. We had a great relationship. We still do. But now ICE is the only law enforcement agency that cannot use our databases to find the bad guys. They cannot come in and talk to people in our jail unless they reach a certain threshold. They can't do all kinds of things that other law enforcement agencies can do. And it's really put us in a very disgrace. Bad position. Okay. It's a disgrace.
And we're suing on that, and we're working hard, and I think it'll all come together. Because people want it to come together. It's so ridiculous. The concept that we're even talking about it is so ridiculous. We'll take care of it, Margaret.
Thank you. There could be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
We have people coming into the country, trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast. We get them. We release them. We get them again. We bring them out. It's crazy. The dumbest laws, as I said before, the dumbest laws on immigration in the world. So we're going to take care of it, Marvin. We'll get it done.
We'll get it done. And I happen to wholeheartedly agree with them on MS-13 and on this immigration issue that we have. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders responded to a comment, a question from one of the reporters in the press room. And she had this to say.
I just want to ask you, because so many people in the country have been talking about it for the last 24 hours, what did the president mean when he said some immigrants are not people, they're animals?
The president was very clearly referring to MS-13 gang members who enter the country illegally and whose deportations are hamstrung by our laws. This is one of the most vicious and deadly gangs that operates by the motto of rape, control, and kill. If the media and liberals want to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term that the president used was strong enough.
Not strong enough. We'll be back. Resurrect Republic. Welcome to the face.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Alrighty. So, now we have, of course, I'm not gonna beleaguer you with a bunch of clips from the mainstream media and their reaction. I'm sure that you've already seen and heard. The mainstream media has tried to paint the comments of President Trump about the MS-13 animals as being racist. Here we go again.
Now, you
can call Trump a lot of things. Racist is not one of them. Now, you know, I lived in New Jersey, and my godfather did a lot of business in Atlantic City. I happen to know that one of Trump's chief of securities that was in charge of all security operations for one of his hotel casinos was an African-American man who I believe worked for the state police at one time of New Jersey. I'm sorry, but a racist wouldn't take the security of their entire operation and put it in the hands of someone who's an African-American. That, obviously, you would not give that extremely sensitive position to somebody if you were racist. That's just one example, and there's plenty more, and you guys know that. I'm not going to I'm not going to beat this to death. But, you know, like I said before, when Trump does something that disturbs me, I will call him out, and foreign policy I'm not with. But when it comes to domestic policy, the unemployment rate is dropping. There are many things that are going on that, you know, in the fight for border security, although, I have issues with the wall, not that our border shouldn't be protected. I believe that we have the resources to be able to secure our borders if we would utilize what we already had, such as our militias patrolling. Many of them volunteered to do so. Imagine if they just got paid the same as soldiers that do when you send them off to foreign wars. And that's not a foreign war. That's here protecting the, you know, our borders. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the Cloward-Piven strategy, this is what the progressives are using to overwhelm. You always hear this term, democracy, democracy. Well, they're trying to flood the United States with pro-Democrat voters. That's why they want to give these people benefits and citizenship so quick. And it's so obvious. Most of them don't care about these people. If they did, you wouldn't hear them rising to defend the likes of MS-13. Who do you think MS-13 would vote for? They'd vote for the ones that want them to be here. And that's why you hear the mainstream media protecting MS-13. So you have absolute hypocrites in the mainstream media like MSNBC and the like. Now, all you need to do is go to YouTube and find out how MSNBC and CBS and all these other ones have been trying to paint Trump's comments. They've had to walk back their comments because when anyone listens to the full press conference, or at least a long enough clip like the one that we just played for you, you will see that this is a conversation with sheriffs about gang members. And that's not convenient to what the narrative they were trying to push. But their narrative got smashed rather quickly, even though some of them try and double down on it. You have the likes of Rachel Maddow, who tries to claim that any Republicans or conservatives or they have racist roots. Forget the fact that it was the Republicans, even though some of them, their tactics I didn't agree with. But it was the Republicans that were the ones that opposed slavery. I believe it was the Democrat Party that created the KKK. So I do have a clip of Rachel Maddow trying to paint Republicans with their racist roots. Now, we have a little bit of a short segment here. So we're going to get to this clip, and we'll go to break, and we'll finish with it. And then I have a response to that. Go ahead and roll Rachel Maddow.
And thanks to you at home for joining us this hour. Woodrow Wilson was first elected president in 1912. When he ran for re-election in 1916, one of the animating issues of that campaign was World War I, which was raging in Europe, in which Wilson promised the United States would not join. In 1916, Wilson was re-elected, barely. But then in 1917, the U.S. declared war on Germany and threw itself into World War I. And by the time the midterm elections came around the year after that, in 1918, Wilson was not only facing the typical headwinds that a president's party usually faces in midterm elections, he was also just roundly detested for World War I and for other stuff, too. And so in those midterm elections in 1918, Woodrow Wilson's party, the Democratic Party, got walloped. Republicans took over control of the Senate and they took over control of the House. And the Republicans getting Congress, that had far-reaching consequences in all sorts of ways. But in the House, it meant a gigantic and very, very consequential promotion for this man.
Wait till you see how she tries to equate the opposition to crazy immigration with eugenicism. You're going to love this. We'll be right back. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast. All right. Now, so this is what Mad Cow is positing here, okay? This gentleman she's about to castigate, and there's a lot of politicians I got issues with. But what she tries to do is she tries to equate the opposition to undesirable immigration in the 1930s to eugenicism, which is coming from a Democrat that supports Planned Parenthood, is so absolutely hypocritical. This is why I'm calling the mainstream media now the schizophrenic mockingbird media. I mean, you want to talk about a complete detachment of all semblance of reality and common sense. This is what you have with MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. Please continue to roll this brilliant clip.
His name is Albert Johnson. Such a generic name, right? It's actually hard to Google. There was another congressman named Albert Johnson from a different state who had nothing to do with him. There was a federal judge who was called Albert Johnson. There was a famous Canadian fugitive called the Mad Trapper of Rat River who was called Albert Johnson. But this was Albert Johnson, a backbench congressman from Washington State, whose whole public profile had been built around the defense of the white race and the threat that non-white immigrants posed to white civilization in the United States. Albert Johnson, at home in Washington State, he ran a rabble-rousing anti-immigrant newspaper called The Home Defender. He bragged about having been part of mob violence that chased immigrants out of Washington State and out of the United States into Canada. And so he had been a rabble-rouser and an orator on that pet issue for decades, but he'd never really wielded any national power on the subject until Woodrow Wilson got shellacked in the 1918 midterm elections, and Albert Johnson's party, the Republican Party, took over leadership of the Congress. And that is what made it possible for Albert Johnson to take real power. He became chairman of the Committee on Immigration and Naturalization. It was his life's dream to be in charge of something like that. And he did what he could with it. Soon after he took over, the House of Representatives Committee on Immigration and Naturalization hired themselves an expert eugenics agent. Albert Johnson, the chairman, in addition to serving in Congress, he had become the president of the Eugenics Research Association of America. And once he was chairman of that committee, he brought on one of the officers from the Eugenics Research Association, this guy Harry Laughlin, to become an expert eugenics consultant to the Immigration Committee in Congress. And together, these two eugenicists, they got to work. In 1922, Harry Laughlin created this chart. Ooh, look, science. It's a chart. You can see diagonal there. That's the watermark of Truman State University. They've preserved this document online as part of their History of Eugenics project. But this is a chart that Harry Laughlin created when he was the expert eugenics agent for that congressional committee. What this chart purports to show is the relative social inadequacy of various immigrant races in the United States. What counts as social inadequacy? Well, according to the chart, that includes feeble-mindedness, insanity, crime, epilepsy, tuberculosis, blindness, deafness, deformity, and dependency. And then the chart ranks your likelihood of being any of those things or having any of those things based on your national origin. Eugenics is best understood and best remembered now as the pseudoscientific mumbo-jumbo that the Nazis used to explain why they felt the need to categorize and kill whole populations.
Okay, you can cut it right there. So let's dial this back just a little bit. So she's making the argument that the opposition to immigration from countries that do not share our same cultural values is tantamount to genocidal eugenicism. This is what her theory is. And of course, she's trying to paint Trump and all conservatives as being pro-eugenics, racists. She goes on to say how, Trump had said that people from Norway or whatever coming here would be better than people from these other countries that don't hold the same values. And what he was saying was that has nothing to do with white. It doesn't matter whether you're what skin tone your skin is. You're talking about culture. Culture is everything. And right now in South Africa, by the way, you have white landowning farm owners whose wives and children and themselves are being chopped apart and hacked apart into little pieces. And you have these Marxist dictators that have taken control and they're advocating for genocide of anyone white. Now, keep in mind, these same farmers who are supplying the food for Africa. They're being hacked apart, burned alive. I've seen pictures of children that have been raped and chopped apart into little pieces. And look, this may not be a very politically correct topic, but why in hell would we want somebody from a country or of an ideology or a culture that would advocate the hacking apart of people to become United States citizens? This is what the opposition was. And if you notice, they weren't talking about genocide. They weren't talking about euthanasia. They were talking about immigration policies that would prevent people from cultures that didn't hold the same moral tenets that the American culture did at the time. So, now that being said, she tries to paint them for their immigration policies. But let's take it a step further. Now you have Hillary Clinton and the Democrats who love Planned Parenthood. Now we're not talking about immigration issues. We're talking about killing. We're talking about real genocide. And as a Christian, I have been screaming about for a long time the killing of African-American babies. I don't care what color you are, you're a baby. Baby killing to me, somehow, I don't know, call me a little nuts, is wrong. I don't care what color you are. And most conservatives, if you talk to them about Planned Parenthood and abortion, they don't care what color these young ladies are that are having their children aborted. They see the destruction of the nuclear family, and this includes African-American communities as well as non-African-American communities. They see the welfare state that is in all communities that accept welfare and state assistance as driving a wedge between the family unit to destroy them. I mean, since the civil rights movement in the 60s, I'm so wonderful and happy that it progressed this way to the point where you have more unwed mothers, single mothers, and this was by design because they made it so that for a woman on welfare to be able to accept her welfare, the man could not be living with her, which only made, and then more money. So you have people that would have children that wouldn't otherwise have children to gain the monetary rewards along with the freedom of not having to live under the, you know, a man taking care of them. And this created, government created solution, created an absolute mess in America from coast to coast. So anyway, so let's listen to our next little bit about Hillary Clinton and her admiration of Margaret Sanger. Go ahead and roll that clip.
The federal government already funnels hundreds of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood every year, so it should come as no surprise when it funnels your money to celebrate its founder. The Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery recently opened a new, federally funded exhibit that, according to the museum's curator, celebrates women who have challenged and changed America over the past century. Included in the list is notorious liberal feminist Margaret Sanger. The National Portrait Gallery website provides a brief description of Sanger, describing a concerned crusader who fought with the courage of a wounded tiger for the promotion of birth control. What the Smithsonian exhibit fails to mention, however, is that Margaret Sanger founded the largest abortion chain in the country, now known as Planned Parenthood. But the exhibit also fails to explain the racist ideology behind Sanger's promotion of birth control. Many people don't really know what eugenics is. Eugenics is defined as belief in the possibility of improving the qualities of the human species by discouraging reproduction by persons having genetic defects or presumed to have inheritable, undesirable traits. Essentially, eugenics is the creation of a master race by controlling who has children and who doesn't. An article appearing in the January 31, 1922 edition of the New York Times bore the headline, "Mrs. Sanger Says Superman is the Aim of Birth Control." If creating a race of supermen is the goal, who did Sanger believe had genetic defects or undesirable traits that stood in the way? In his book, Birth Control, Facts and Responsibilities, Adolf Meyer quoted an essay Sanger wrote in 1925, entitled The Need of Birth Control in America.
Birth control is not merely an individual problem. It is not merely a national question. It concerns the whole wide world, the ultimate destiny of the human race. In his last book, Mr. H.G. Wells speaks of the meaningless, aimless lives which cram this world of ours. Hordes of people who are born, who live, yet who have done absolutely nothing to advance the race one iota. Their lives are hopeless repetitions. All that they have said has been said before. All that they have done has been done better before. Such human weeds clog up the path, drain up the energies and the resources of this little earth. We must clear the way for a better world. We must cultivate our garden.
In 1922, Sanger wrote a book entitled The Pivot of Civilization. In it is a chapter called The Cruelty of Charity, where she blasts programs that provide medical and nursing facilities to slum mothers as insidiously injurious. In the same book, Sanger called for the cessation of charity, for the segregation of morons, misfits, and the maladjusted, and for the sterilization of genetically inferior races. She also argued that organized attempts to help the poor was the surest sign that our civilization has bred, is breeding, and is perpetuating defectives, delinquents, and dependents. The Birth Control Review was Sanger's official publication for the American Birth Control League, and in 1932 she outlined her plan for peace.
The main objectives of the Population Congress would be to apply a stern and rigid policy of sterilization and segregation to that grade of population whose progeny is already tainted, to give certain dysgenic groups in our population their choice of segregation or sterilization, and to apportion farmlands and homesteads for these segregated persons where they would be taught to work under competent instructors for the period of their entire lives.
Sanger's admiration for the eugenics programs of Nazi Germany were well known at the time. In 1933, the Birth Control Review published Eugenic Sterilization, An Urgent Need, by Ernst Rudin, who was Hitler's director of genetic sterilization and the founder of the Nazi Society for Racial Hygiene. In her praise for the eugenics programs in Germany, Sanger called for the implementation.
Real quick there. And I just want to note, just I have to jump in here and say, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a Nazi. It's kind of funny in a sick kind of way. I mean, I don't mean fun. I mean, it's just ironically funny how the very people that are calling Republicans, conservatives, traditionalists, Christians, Nazis are the very ones that are promoting eugenicism and slavery and work camps for people that they feel is undesirable. And all the while, the mad cows of the world and the Clintons of the world defend these people while calling everyone else Nazis. I just wanted to point out that hypocrisy. Go ahead and keep rolling.
Germany, Sanger called for the implementation of such programs in the United States, specifically targeting African Americans. The following editorial was published in the 1932 issue of the Birth Control Review.
The Negro problem is one of the most complicated and important confronting America. Whatever the ultimate answer may be, such an attitude brings to light the function of birth control as a necessary agency in its solution. The present submerged condition of the Negro is due in large part to the high fertility of the race under disastrously adverse circumstances. Thus, the question arises to what extent birth control has had a eugenic effect upon the Negro race.
If any question should remain about Sanger's racist agenda, a 1939 letter she wrote to Dr. Clarence Gamble should remove all doubt.
We should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is a man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members.
Can there be any wonder why Planned Parenthood opens its facilities in poor inner-city neighborhoods populated by minorities?
Can it?
This is the
we'll be back.
Transparent administration in history.
Resurrect the Republic.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Father of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of tears.
Welcome back, welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR, Truth Media Reloaded. Okay, many of the clips that I've shared with you today, we're not running in their entirety. They will be in the description to our archives, as well as the Spreaker podcast, and so on and so forth. So, if you want to listen to the full clips, just go to the archives and you'll be able to find them there. The next piece that I want to share with you is the coup de grace on hypocrisy for the likes of Mad Cow, which is Hillary Clinton, who honors Margaret Sanger at the 2009 Planned Parenthood Honors Gala. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back in Houston with so many friends, and to have an opportunity to participate in the Planned Parenthood annual meeting. I have to tell you that it was a great privilege when I was told that I would receive this award. I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision. Another of my great friends, Alan Chesler, is here, who wrote a magnificent biography of Margaret Sanger called Woman of Valor. And when I think about what she did all those years ago in Brooklyn, taking on archetypes, taking on attitudes and accusations flowing from all directions, I am really in awe of her. And there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from her life and from the cause she launched and fought for and sacrificed so greatly.
You absolute troll. And my message to Rachel Madcow, hypocrite, schizophrenic mainstream media: how divided they have, conservatives and progressives, to the point that they can castigate one for what they think, all the while the very party that they embrace is all about it. It blows my mind as to the absolute hypocrisy of the mockingbird, mainstream, lamestream, fake news media, and the likes of Rachel Maddow, of all people, the feminist, trying to attack eugenicism while supporting Planned Parenthood. It makes me want to bang my head into the wall. It blows my mind. It really does. This is why RBN and other networks like RBN exist, to try and bring you the truth, to try and break free of that mainstream media mind control that would have you defend a cause here, but in foreign nations be opposed to it, to embrace this concept that conservatives are racist, eugenicists, all the while embracing eugenicism. I mean, is it me, or does it seem like the mainstream media is absolutely schizophrenic? I mean, we know that they're Council on Foreign Relations controlled. We know that there are big corporations that steer and guide them in the messages that they put forward. And you have to be so careful today. Our next segment's going to get into the alternative media, the information war within the alternative media. We'll be back on the other side. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. RTR Truth Media, reloaded.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.